Zechanishmas Avi Moriakov in Silpicha, Zechanishmas Daniel Shainabas Yoshua Falak. Ben Blumenthal?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Rabosai, today our good chaver Ben Blumenthal was Zocha to Machnis, his son, the Briso Shel Avram Avinu. Vikari Shmo B'Yisrael?
Yoshua,
right, Yoshua. Okay. Should have a lot of nachas, simcha, and good health.
Amen. Good. No tachnun by Marav.
No tachnun by Marav, right. Okay. Is that the newborn? Okay. Revelia? I can't. How do we unmute Revelia? Elliot, can we hear you? Rav Yossi, how do we unmute Rav Elliot?
It appears that he is unmuted. He's just having difficulty hearing altogether.
Oh, yeah?
No, Elliot, your microphone is not on, Elliot. Okay,
okay, Rosa. Okay. Okay, Rosa. Today we're continuing in Yanei Hilchas Muchtza, Shir number Yud. So last week we discussed the halachas of electronic appliances, like fans and something. And we said there are three shitas. The Rav Hilya Kamaya said that it's muktzah machmas gufo, because just like if you have a fire, a shal heves, so since that's muktzah, everything else is gabosis to that. It becomes also as well. So whenever there's an electric current, the rest of the apparatus is bottled to that, is the bosis to the electric current. And then we saw, Shita, that it's is and therefore it's mutar l'tzorach gufo m'tzorach b'komo, and the other possibility is that it's muchzum, it's klisha machtol heter, because l'maisi you're not doing an iser with the thing when it's being used. You're not doing an iser like when you use a pen, you're writing with the pen. You're doing an iser with the pen. But here, you put it on already. So you're not doing anything at the time of the Hishtamshus. So maybe that's not called the Klisha Mlachto L'Isser, but rather Klisha Mlachto L'Heter. And then it'll be Mutter, even Michamel itself, even if you're moving it for the protection of that particular apparatus.
According to that Shita, that if there's electricity in it, it becomes a busis. What happens to, let's say, a door that's part of your alarm system? Yeah, like even if the alarm is off, you have electricity running through it.
Yeah, in a Hanami.
You can't open the door?
I mean, according to these, my venture is, but when Rav Hilya Kamaya was alive and said this Chiddush, he never saw such a thing. And maybe if he'd be alive today and see, either he would say, in a Hanami, it's awesome. Or he would say, I don't know, maybe we have to say a different pshat here. But Rav Henkin, I'll just show you here for a second. It's interesting what Rav Henkin says. If you take a look on page 17, Rav Henkin said on the left side, the second to bottom paragraph, Rav Henkin Hagon, Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, Linya Chachershim Hashomim Ulday Mechona Electric, Hamunachas Bozneim, like electric hearing aid. She called him the Shtamish Mechona Zub Shabbos. So Rav Henkin wasn't concerned with the idea of the buses of the electric, but some others were. Okay, tonight's shiur is about something else. Tonight's shiur is if you have an electrical apparatus of light, or if you have a lamp, and you want to move it from place to place in the house on Shabbos, or you know, a big lamp, a small lamp, you know, a movable lamp. So, is that the same as the discussion we had last week? Or do we say no? A lamp is more chomer, because a lamp, if you say the lamp gets the electric current heats up the lamp and then it glows, so maybe that's considered like a shalheves, and therefore everything is considered a basis to the shalheves. Just like we have a Gemara, take a look let me show you the Gemara. Yeah, page 4 going over to page 5. Says the Gemara, Elo Marava Hanach Lener Shem Psilhol Nasas Dovis Bosis Ledover HaIsser. And look in Rashi on the top line, Ledover Isser La Shalhevis. The Chagav the Mukta Moder of Shem Shakli Tafel La Shalhevis Boda Bo. So he says that if you have a receptacle of oil and you have a wick, and then you light it, so it's, you have a fire. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to move this whole contraption, the cup with the oil and the wick and the fire, because they're all buses to the fire. So then maybe you should say the same thing by an electric light, that everything should become buses to the light. Because the light is like an ash. That's the famous tshuva of Rav Chaim Oizer, that you can make havdalah on an incandescent bulb. Right? If you need to. Right? Rav Chaim Oizer said you can make havdalah on an incandescent bulb. So the same thing, so therefore maybe that should be the case over here. Unless you want to give me a svara to be mechalik, I'll be willing to listen now. If anyone wants to prove to me that's not a good parallel, that in other words, the parallel that we're making here between, a wax candle that's lit with a fire, so you know the Shabbos leichter with a fire, and the. And the case of an electric lamp.
Well, with fire, we're concerned about extinguishing it when we move it.
Yeah.
And with the lamp, we're not going to turn it off. If we just move it, or turn it.
Oh, so Harav Levov makes a point here that maybe the question is, what is the reason for the muktzah of this? So the simple Gemara over here that we just read is that Nasa Basis Ladovar Asr. That the Shalhevis is the Dover Asr. The assumption is the Shalhevis is Mukta Machmas Gufo. The way it's quoted from Rav Moshe, because Rav Shechter said it like this, it's not an Ochel, it's not a Kli. Right? Like Rav Shechter pointed out from the Tiferes Yisrael, anything that's not an Ochel or a Kli, like money, like Rav Shechter pointed out, I think, from the Tiferes Yisrael, it's not an Ochel and it's not a Kli. So even though you can do a lot of things with money, right? But it's still, it's considered Mukta. Machmas Gufo. Like, I think Rav Shechter quoted from the, he said over, I think, and he said over from the Tiferes Yisrael, that anything that's not an Ochel or a Kli is Mukta Machmas Gufo. And then you can't move it at all. Yeah, we discuss certain heterim, if it's Begufo or Menatzad, things like that. But besides that, it's Mukta.
Why isn't a Ner a Kli?
Why isn't a Ner a Kli?
It's holding Shemin, it's giving oil.
Yeah, the Ner, and the Ner is a Kli. The Ner, the receptacle, is the Kli. But the fire is not a Kli.
But the maybe not a Kli Lehilchus Tuma, but it's a... It serves the human being. It gives him light.
It gives him light.
Money is not a Kli. It does, because Shabbos is not a Kli. If I would be able to do business on Shabbos, would money be Mukta? With the rice, I could buy and sell on Shabbos. Is it money Mukta?
Is money Mukta? So money is Mukta, yeah. But,
because I'm not allowed to buy and sell, but if I would be allowed to?
No, because there is no Sarach Begufo. Whereas money is represented a value. Like, well, I don't do something begufo of the money.
Not a Kli.
Not a Kli. Kli, you have to have... Kli is a physical thing that you do something with.
But why is it safer? I don't do anything with the safer either. I just read. It doesn't.
If you can buy a safer on Shabbos, even without money changing hands...
I'm buying a sefer.
He's asking why. What's the heter to metaltel a sefer on Shabbos? What is a sefer?
What are the
melachtel a heter? I'm saying.
Is that even called the kli? When
it's
you're not
a kli.
Well, you're not doing anything with it. It's not like you're putting something in it. So you want to say Rabbi Yossi that is a kli shemelachtel a heter, but he's questioning. Is it even a Kli at all?
I was thinking about the other part that you were saying, that money itself, what if money wasn't Mukta? You can do business on Shabbos.
If I could do business on Shabbos. So if I would be allowed to do business on Shabbos.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so if you would be allowed to do business on Shabbos, then what?
So I want to buy an apple. I give the guy a dollar.
Right. But there's no you're saying there's no real hishtamshus. You're saying why isn't money considered a kli? Is that what you're asking?
If I'm allowed to do business now that it's a davar asr, I can't do business.
Right. Midrabanan. Midrabanan.
Right. So midrabanan is also.
So you say, but the mice, it's not something that we use at Begufo. It has representative value. So if I give it to somebody, he'll give me something else in return. It has representative value. But that doesn't make it a Kli itself. Because a Kli itself means this is Shtamshus from the Guf HaDover. I have a plate, I have a fork. So I'm using these things themselves. So then that's considered, a kli. But if you're not using the thing itself, so it's just the representative value, so that's not a kli. So then...
So photographs, books, I'm not using it.
Oh, so that's a good question. So that we have to discuss. That one we'll give a whole shiur on. Could you move pictures? It says somebody has pictures. Could you move? Someone wants to show you pictures. Could you?
Is that called star? Is that what they call starry head yoitis?
Yeah. So we have to learn the halachas of starry head yoitis one day, and we'll see what that is. So the assumption Rashi here says here is that Shalheves is Muktzah.
I thought it's because it's a Kli Shemlach and Isser, because it could burn something, it could cook something. So Havara is Asser, cooking is Asser, so the Shalheves is a Kli Shemlach and Isser.
A Kli Shemlach and Isser.
But not because it's not an
Isser. I don't know. I don't know if you could say that, because burning something maybe is only a din derabanan if you hold lacha shein etzrichel gufa is potter, right? So if you hold like
bishul,
that,
bishul would be potter.
Bishul, you're using the fire to mevashel, so you want to say that's a klisha mulachto leiser. Is he doing an Isser? Again, but it's too indirect. It's not. The fire provides the heat. But it's not like you're doing anything with Guf HaDavar. It's more indirect.
If that's the case, I don't see a difference between a light bulb and a fire.
Right, that it should be the same, a light bulb and a fire. Should be the same. Oh, so maybe a chanamin, and that's it. Seems to be, some shita. However, take a look here. On the Gemara, the Mishnah and Shabbos on Memdal and Amaral from page 1. Let's learn the Mishnah. Here, read the part of the Mishnah. Meir Omer, first word in line is Omer. Meir Omer, kol haneiros metaltalin, chutz min haneir shehidliku bo b'Shabbos. Whereas if you have a neir, again, a neir is the receptacle. Right? The neir is the receptacle for the oil. So he said you can move the neir. Say this was a neir that wasn't used this particular Shabbos. So you want to move it, you can move it. But he says, "Shimon Omer chutz min haneir hadolik b'Shabbos." Except if you use this neir that was lit before Shabbos, so it's burning on Shabbos, that you can't use. So why can't you use it? In other words, the chiddush is even though now the neir is extinguished. It went out. So now basically it's an empty cup with maybe some oil left over. So this day in the Mishnah says, Reb Shimon, that if it was Dolik on Shabbos, even though it wasn't Dolik the whole Shabbos, and now it's gone, I mean it's finished. No burning, no fire, it's still Asa. So why is that? So look, Rashi, Chutz min haneir Dolik b'Shabbos. So he says that the reason why it's Asr is because if you're going to use it when it's lit and you're going to move it from place to place, so maybe the fire will go out. Whereas, this is a different vort than we said before. I mean, when the Gemara says, Gemara said before that since the Shalheves is Ein Bo Mamish and it's Muktzah, so everything else becomes a basis to the Shalheves and becomes Muktzah as well. But Rashi over here says a different vort. Rashi over here says that the reason why, and why, is because it's considered muktzah. Why? Because you can't move Say it's already lit during Bein HaShemashos, so you can't move it. Why can't you move it? Because we're afraid if you're going to move it, it's going to get extinguished. So since you can't move this thing, this nair, when Shabbos comes in and Bein HaShemashos, it's not allowed to be moved. So the same thing. So it's not allowed to be moved. So Mamela, even after it went out, we say that Migo Diskatsai, the Bein HaShemashos, since it was Muktzah Bein HaShemashos because it was lit at that point, and whenever something is lit, you can't move it, because we're afraid if you move it, it'll be extinguished. So this is a big yisod that Rashi is saying, a different vort than what the Gemara says later on. That the reason why you can't move it is because the Shal Heves is Ein Bo Mamish, and if Ein Bo Mamish is considered Muktza, and therefore everything is a basis. He's saying that no, that that the reason why you can't move it is because if you're going to move it when it's lit, and it's being lit at the beginning of Shabbos, then it might get extinguished while you're moving it here and there. And therefore, you're not allowed to move it. So since you're not allowed to move it at the beginning of Shabbos, then we say, Migo Ditzkatzai. So even though after a while it'll go out, and now it'll be an empty thing, that's still not the same as the Nair that you weren't Mishtamish this particular Shabbos. Because here you were Mishtamish, but a totally different word. The other word we saw in the Gemara is because the fire has a din of Ebo Mamish, and it's not a Kli, and it's not an Ochel, and everything is, and the rest of it becomes a Bosses to that. So since a Bosses Bein HaShemashos, it's a Bosses, it's considered Muktzah the rest of the day also. But this Rashi says that no, that the reason why you can't use it is because while it's lit, you can't use it because it might go out. And since at the time of Bein HaShemashos, you weren't allowed to move it because it might go out, so even the rest of the day, it also can't be moved. Because we say, Migad is Katsoi, the Bein HaShemashos, is Katsoi Lukuma Yoma. Oh, so many point out, I think Rav Reuven Feinstein used to point this out, and others, that according to this Rashi, it should be mutter to move an electrical appliance on Shabbos, even if that electrical appliance has a light to it. Because there's no chashash that it's going to go out. So if you have an oil menorah and you move it from place to place, then the fire might go out. But if it's electric, you know, so it's not going to go out. So Marela, there's no...
It doesn't matter if it has a light or not.
What?
It's electric. Saying if it's electric, the only chashash is if you'll pull out the cord, but it wouldn't matter if it has a light or if it's a fan or something, it would be the same chashash.
Right. In other words, if you're not working with this yisod, right. In other words, if you work with these yisod, you know, we mentioned this week that it could be buses to electricity, okay, mail is the same. But if you're saying that the whole idea that it's, is that Shema, that it's Yechabeh, so therefore it became Muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos because Shem Yechabeh, so Mamela, that wouldn't necessarily apply to something that's not a fire. Because, I mean, you're set to go. You have a electric thing, so you're set to go. And, you know, there was Yelida, you know, they have all these apparatuses to, what do you call, the Shabbos lamp, things like that. So according to this Rashi, as Rav Reuven Feinstein pointed out from Rav Moshe, that electric, movable apparatus would be allowed to be moved on Shabbos, because the whole reason that you can't move something that was lit on Shabbos or before Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos is Shem Yichab, and Shem Yichab is not Shayach over here. So this is brought down in the Sefer. Take a look in the Sefer Masoras Moshe. Take a look at page 9, then going over to page 10. These Svarim Masoras Moshe were, as they write over here, Nerach mi yomano shel nechta v'talmidu v'rogam v'morachai tevla shlita. Whereas Rabbi Morachai Tevla used the Meshamesh Rav Moshe, and he would take copious notes of everything that he heard or saw during that kufa.
And you accept it as reliable? That Sefer has so many odd typos and misspellings and grubber mistakes in it, that the whole, you know, the veracity of it, to me, seemed to be questionable. It doesn't look, I can't believe that anybody in the family, anybody else in the family, actually read it to verify what it says.
Yeah, okay, let's focus on this nakuda, and so he writes over here, page 10, Kshay Rabbeinu Beis HaCholim, where Moshe was in the hospital, the Kodim Shabbos Dibarnu B'meyeh Mutal, so he said, he spoke to Rabbi Moshe before Shabbos about what is he going to be allowed to move on Shabbos. For Rabbeinu Shaner, Menorah HaShmali, the electric lamp, Mutal Hazis. So he said that you can move the electric lamp. Befrad L'tzorch Gufo Mekomo, there's a Gufo Mekomo for sure. For Efshel Gamre, he says, even Lagamre, even if you don't, you know, need it at all, you can still move it. The Be'etzem Ein Melachto L'Isser, right, in other words, if you assume what we said last week, that, in other words, when you, usually, like when you, a pencil is Melachto L'Isser, because when you're using it, you're actually proactively using it. But an electric appliance, when it's being used, it was already turned on from before. So there's no proactive maisa at the time that you're using it, so maybe that's not called Melachto L'Isser. The maisa b'rach Shabbos, so he says, during Shabbos, Tiltalti also harbe pa'amim l'fnei Rabbeinu. Sheratzisi l'simu b'mokam acher, k'dei shol yipol anyways, sometimes Moshe Chavez didn't want the light to be on him. So he Rabbi Tendler would move the lamp away from him. And he didn't complain. Rakpam Amar, the only thing he said is Shadoeg Shalo Yakshivu Achayos Shazeho Chacha Shemutolan Lasso Chomene Melachos. He doesn't want the nurses to say that if you rather move the electric lamp, so they're not Lamdonim. They're going to say, okay, so everything is, all electricity is mutter. They won't realize that this you turned on before Shabbos, and this is just, there's no raya that you can do any other thing. They won't understand the difference. So he said, Rav Moshe said, Shem lo shalom shum dover, maminu asanu v'lo mechashvim maseinu. In other words, don't think they're spending so much time thinking about what we're doing. In other words, we think sometimes that people are analyzing everything we're doing when they're not even paying attention. So the same thing, it's not like the nurses are analyzing, what we're doing and therefore are going to come to a conclusion that you can do this, X, Y, and Z just because you move the electric candelabra.
Maybe Rav Moshe was really matter moving it because it's a shvus or a full of shame sarkana, as opposed to for everybody. He was in the hospital.
Right. You could say like that. On the other hand, you could say that, like I think Rabbi Mordechai Tellem or Reuven Feinstein mentioned, that it could be based on that Rashi, on Mem Dalet, that the reason why there's an Isser with a fire is because while you're moving it, it could get extinguished. So too but that won't apply to an electric apparatus. It won't apply even when the electric apparatus is to provide light. which means to be very similar to the Nair that you're not allowed to use. So this is a fundamental discussion of why can't you move a oil, say, menorah on Shabbos? Why is it muktzah? So one possibility is to say that that it's bosses to the Shalhevis. And the other possibility is to say that you can't move it because it'll come to go out. So since you can't move it in the middle, at the beginning of Shabbos, you can't move it the rest of Shabbos. And it's interesting to note if you hold like this for that Rashi and Mem Dalid, then that wouldn't apply to an electric thing. And that's what someone to say is the reason why Rav Moshe permitted it. That there's no Migo that is Katsoi by. It's not going to go out by itself, the electricity. You know, if you have a blackout or something like that, but it's not going out here. When you take a lit menorah, a lit Shabbos licht, and you march around with it, it could get extinguished. But if you take a flashlight or something like that, that won't get extinguished. If you move it around, because it is what it is. Then he says here, then he writes over here, on page 320, near Ha'Elektri, you have an electric light, electric bulb, is it considered like Aish? So he has. So there is a shita of the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish seems to be very similar to Rav Moshe. So let me show you where it's quoted. This Chazon Ish. I mean, I really should have xeroxed from the actual Chazon Ish itself, but we'll see it from a secondary source now. So let us take a look. Here, take a look. Here, look on page 14. He says, Chazon Ish, Os Gimel, page 14. He says, Chazon Ish, Simon Mem Aleph, Sivkot and Tazayin, because of the beer book to the Shalhevis. So he gives a pshat in the why is Shalhevis a Muktzah. There's all the Shalhevis, Yeshla Ayn, Maishna Shalhevis, Miner Shem Rupsila. Hello, Bashas Hadlaka, Gam Ner Lochazi Lamidi. As why is it that the Shalhevis is Lochazi? The Ner also you can't do anything with. It's just servicing the ore, but you can't do anything else with it. Philo Mikri Muktzah, Kaved the Hum, Shamish the ore. Have like a shakel shamshim king of Shalhevis law. But if it's Mishamish the or, then it has a tashmish. So then a Shalhevis also. Hishlom the Omendech Hanel Taltal Shabbos Dil Matichbe. So he says this word, which is similar to. He says another word. It's not pshat that fire is Ebo Mamish and this whole thing. It says, no, that anything that the derech is not to move is really muktzah. Anything that the derech is to move isn't. So, for example, if you have an oil menorah, so the derech is people don't use it on Shabbos because it might get extinguished. So is there anything that the derech is not to be metalta? So he's saying a new word. And it might be similar to Rav Moshe. He says a candle, say it's part of your Shabbos lecht, you have the candle. But the derech is to leave it in its place, not to move around here and there with it. So since the derech is to leave it in its place, so memeluat, that's called muktzah. And anything that is not usually carried around from place to place is shmeks of muktzah. So basically, they say, according to the Chazon Ish, we'll see in the Masechta Gemara, he says that the word is that all these electrical appliances, the derech is to move it around. So therefore, it won't be considered a muktzah. Because the definition of muktzah is something that's not derech to be metalto. So a lit menorah is not derech to be metalto. Nothing to do with this idea that the shalheves is a mamish and it's a tashmish to the shalheves is a mamish. Nothing about that.
The next Sar is also very interesting.
Which one?
The Mecha Shlomo.
Yeah, the Mecha Shlomo says, on page 14, the Mecha Shlomo Shom Heir, the Hadassah Chazon Ish, Tzarfian Tuva, Hechin B'myuchan Ner Dolek B'bad Yom B'toch Ashashas. Say a person has a lantern, say. Say there's a lantern. So it's already in this glass encasement. So could he move it around on Shabbos? So there's mutil fees ever tiltil. Kevin should also the same kach. I got a feeling with Nair Grogam. You call Mokham before Shishnav of Shabbos, Shona Gam with Taltel Hanir. You Mokham and Mokham with Rechazanish Gam can't circle him and put it. So the mice, if you're planning to use it and move it around, it should be okay.
In the olden days, that's what they walked around with a candle and a candle holder.
Right.
So we don't have a Messiah, what they used to do.
I don't know, but supposedly Rav Moshe was making on this shaila to move something that there's no chashash to mechaber, which is similar to the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish says the whole idea is that the reason why shalheves is muktzah is because you normally don't move it from mokum to mokum. Now there's another pshat. So it comes out that you have like this. You have the pshat that it's muktzah that's bottled to the shalheves. Or it's something that shemi chabe. And he wants to add on that shemi chabe makes it. Like the Chazon Ish says, something you don't normally move from place to place, that's an Issa Muktzah. So you have to move it. So in the end of the day, they say that Moshe Taka was Mekel, because it was no Chashash Shem Yichabe, and it's therefore something that people do move from place to place, like a flashlight and things like that.
Is this the only Makar for this, Reb Moshe?
No, so I'll show you more. Keep it, yeah, so take a look.
The Velt always says that he only said it on a fan.
On a fan, yeah. So let's look. Let's look here. Let's look in the Dibros Moshe. Dibros Moshe, that's... Moshe considered that his Iker Sefer, not the Igros Moshe. The Dibros Moshe, that was where his Iker Amelis... is the Dibros Moshe. So let's take a look in the Dibros Moshe. What page is the Dibros Moshe here? Page 7. Starting with page 7 and page 8. So he writes the whole discussion. But in this piece, if you take a look here on page 7 on the right, Hinei Rashi Bechulin. Yeah, you can't take away the oil. Yeah. Looks about this mitzvah, etc. Let me see if I can give you a good line. After the chayes them, how they knock on the chayes them, so the double shames come water. Again, Hashem hooks the block to Issa that locks in here. There's more in this piece, but let me see if I can find you. Yeah, let's continue on page 8. Enough dollar. I didn't bracket it. Near the Rosh Hashalheves also sheyasru l'taltal haner dain vasis l'shalheves einu mitzad shalheves u mukza. It's not because the shalheves is mukza. Hervadich, but what? Avshik asavdim shum l'hasid hashalheves l'taltal hervadich yichbe. Ken einu midin vasis l'dover osur mitzad haktsah. This is an issue to metaltal, because you might extinguish. So that's his word here, that the whole idea is it might extinguish. And then if it extinguishes, then you violate the issue. So that's So that's basically saying the other pshat that of the buses, etc. That's the real issue. So this is a whole new approach. That you're afraid that it's going to extinguish. So that's what he points out. Could be he points out there in the thing that if it's not, you're not afraid that it's going to extinguish, then it's okay. Then it's not a so if you're taking the electric lamp and you're moving it from place to place, so then it's not vaday that it's going to extinguish, and then it should be okay. And this is basically the sort of the Chazon Ish, the things that you normally don't move, that's the Ikar what Mukta is. But then, so we have one pshat is that it's Mukta the Nair, because since when the Shemin is lit, the Shemin is held captive, so to speak, to the rest, because you can't use the Shemin if the Nair is there, if the fire is there, because you'll come to extinguish. Right? So if you say like that, then it shouldn't apply to something that there's no chashash that you're going to extinguish. So that's the... So these are the three ideas. Is it because of that it's migud diskatzai because you can't take out the oil, or is it migud diskatzai because people didn't move it then at the beginning of the year? They didn't move it. And then he quotes here on page 20. You'll see here that Rebbe Yashiv was very machmir in these inyan. Let me get you the right page. But he was very machmer. Yeah. On page 16, he says, "Of a grishal yashiv, shemati the miachas shall lizbar day tam is a tiltul shall heves lachen kol machshir chashmal." He says, since we're not sure what's the reason why shall heves is mutter, so he says, therefore all electrical appliances that get heated up. Wow. Because it's not so much the... And this is Rav Hillel Chamaya. Whenever you have a electrical contraption, and the electricity is there, so everything is tuffled to the electricity. And the other way is to say no. It's only din of mukta is when there's a chashash that it's going to go out. So then you shouldn't carry it around. So this is a fundamental machlokes. So again, so there's room to say the most chomer digger thing. And well, one is to say that it's mamish the parallel to the Gemara of Shalheves. That everything is tuffel to the shalheves, so maybe this is exactly the same, or maybe it's not exactly parallel to the shalheves.
Rabbi, what in the Shvus Yitzchok by Rabbi Yashiv, what is he saying in the bracket? It's miu. It's in the middle of the paragraph in the end. He has a miu kelim she'im lahem shimush achim bevala shimush shaloi hein oim dekikar minaris kashmal.
Isn't that contradicting
what he says from Eliyashiv earlier?
That what?
Because in the brackets, he's saying it's a kli shemalach from the iser. Before, right. He's saying it's muksa. It's muksa makras gufa.
No, right. So those are two different pshatim.
So what is Eli Asher Paskin? Is he going to the first or the brackets?
It seems to me that he is choshesh on every electrical appliance not to move on Shabbos.
Okay.
Not to move in. So that's sort of like Rav Hillel Chamaya, right? What he said. Because, and if you look on page 17 in the bottom here, he discusses that Rav Henkin. And he discusses Chalkas Yaakov here on page 17.
He says not to move them even the Tzorach Mekomo Begufo?
What? Yeah, so once I look at the bottom two lines on the left, on the right side of page 17. Name Chalkas Yaakov Nishol B'dover Ma Shehiti L'shtamish B'shabes Kvar B'kar Chashmali. Right, that's whether you have a hot blanket, you know, an electrical blanket. I saw Chalkas Yaakov Al-Gesha Ribachute Chashma, Osim He, Vixio Lav Shalachari, also Matalto. I can see. Yeah, but can you have a pillow that creates heat? Maybe it's considered Bosses Ladov Rasa. So you could say that it's a Bosses.
Rabbi, why isn't a flat chashmal is a kli shemalachta? Even if you want to say it's a kli shemalachta le'iser, it's a basis le'davar aser and heti, a food on it. I mean, unless you have nothing on it, but what do you have it plugged in for?
So what case are you talking?
On the plat chashmal, right? He says that it's sort of like aser le'talto, but there's food on top of it. So even if you want to say that the electric, the bulb in it, or whatever it is inside, is a shalhev, it's food on top of the platis. So why shouldn't that be a basis for Isser and Heter?
Yeah, Nechanami.
Even electric blanket, it's a blanket. You could use it as a regular blanket.
Right. Right. So therefore, that should be okay. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the story here.
Rabbi, the concern about the fire going out if you carry it. Could someone compare that to if it's plugged in?
What?
If you carry something, if you move something that's plugged in, there's a fear that the plug would unplug.
Yeah. So then Rav Moshe writes in one of the places here that you have to be careful not to go too far. But it's still something that people right. like to move around with, like some type of source of light that move from place to place. So the Chazon Ish Yisod is similar to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is giving a svar, but Chazon Ish is saying that Lamaisif is something that you usually don't carry around is not Muktza at all.
Well, maybe that depends on who you hold by.
For the marketing cast by Torah Site today, sponsored by Debbie Nussbaum, in loving memory of her father, Nathan Werdegard Nussbaum, Shlomo Elimelech, and Danny Javari, in loving memory of his father, Ramat Javar.
Okay, so that's the question. But Lamaisa, you know, is what to say about
this last source we saw that was saying even the Torah Makoma Bagufo,
you can't move it. Say again.
This last makor we just saw, it was saying even the Torah makomo begufo, you can't move the electric item.
What to do what?
Well, I mean, a blanket, you might, it's the Torah gufo, it's to cover yourself.
Right.
Or makomo would be, you need to use the bed or something like that.
Right. Yeah, that's an interesting point. Okay, so that's the story of the Nair. Pasha says, you know, we view it like a, I don't know, Klish Mokto is or something like that. But they say, I think it's a reliable quotation here that Ramosha Taka was Mekel. Ramosha was Mekel. So Ramosha had Chidushim, you know, and unless a person knows the Chidushim and knows exactly what he says, you know, in many cases I have no reason to doubt what he said. Yeah, so that's the story. So I think it is, you know, reliability that Rav Moshe actually did it, or he wasn't moicha when people did it for him. I don't think it's too, you know, based on. And I think Rav Reuven Feinstein said this also, based on that Rashi, that if it's not a the whole chashash is that'll go out. If there's no chashash, that it's going to go out like by electric. So that's what, and not because of Ein Bo Mamish, and not because of Chuk Tzilu Mitzvoso, etc. So if a person needs to, I mean, most poskim don't seem to say like that, Ein Bo Machmer, either because of Ein Bo Mamish or because using it for something. Okay, Rebosa, so this is the sequel to that story of regular electrical appliance, and this is specifically about light. And it has to do with Shem Yechaveh, etc. Okay, everybody, it's a pleasure to see you all, as always. And we thank the Rav once again to helping bring us all together. Anyone who wants to sponsor this year could go on Eichel Moshe .edu, whatever it is. And help me to help. We want to help the Rav. We can contribute for the Shiurim. Will be greatly appreciated. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll see you. Have a good Shabbos, everybody, and we'll go from there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Go ahead. All right.